A Philosophy of Software Design Part 6, Design Twice, Then Leave the Reasons. A Philosophy of Software Design treats software design less as architectural theater and more as the daily work of managing complexity. This part covers Chapter 11 Design It Twice and Chapter 12 Why Write Comments? The Four Excuses. It uses only short key phrases from the source and turns the reading into summary, interpretation, and application. The guiding question is, what possibilities disappear when the first design is never challenged? How to use this note? This is part 6 of a 10-part reading of A Philosophy of Software Design. The scope is Chapter 11 Design It Twice and Chapter 12 Why Write Comments? The Four Excuses. The operating principle remains, book notes are storage, insight cards are currency. L0 entry core sentence, comparing design alternatives and writing good comments are both ways to expose invisible reasons. Why read this? As AI tools and automation make code faster to produce, I want sharper standards for code that remains understandable and changeable. Initial hypothesis, comments are often treated as explanations attached after code. This range raises them into a tool for preserving design rationale. Author context, John Oosterhout is a computer scientist known for work in operating systems, distributed systems, TCL/TK, and software design education at Stanford. Scope, Chapter 11 Design It Twice and Chapter 12 Why Write Comments? The Four Excuses. L1 captures short phrase design it twice. This treats the first design as a candidate, not a standard. Alternatives reveal hidden assumptions. Short phrase design self-documenting. This is the common claim that good code can explain everything. Clear code matters, but it cannot always express intent and context. Short phrase design well-written comments. These comments preserve information not visible in code. A good comment preserves judgment instead of repeating mechanics. Copyright boundary. This public note does not reproduce long source passages. It uses chapter-level concepts and short phrases as anchors, then provides transformative summary and commentary. L2 map range summary main claim dash 1 design twice compare at least 2 design alternatives only comparison makes trade-offs visible 2 risk of the first idea the first structure may come from familiarity design improves through comparison more than generation 3 comment excuses time pressure, self-documenting code, stale comments, and worthless comments are examined bad comments are not proof that comments are useless 4 benefits of good comments comments store. Abstractions, intent, and constraints. Future readers often need reasons more than mechanics. Argument in one paragraph. Comparing design alternatives and writing good comments are both ways to expose invisible reasons. Comments are often treated as explanations attached after code. This range raises them into a tool for preserving design rationale. In practice, this moves review questions from does it work, toward what must the next reader know in order to change it safely. Design is not a separate ceremony, it is embedded in names, boundaries, exceptions, comments, layers, and performance choices. L3 Insight Cards A Philosophy of Software Design, I6.1 The first design is a sample that starts comparison, not an answer. A Philosophy of Software Design, I6.2 A comment should be long-term memory for design judgment, not a repetition of code. A Philosophy of Software Design, I6.3 Good code and good comments carry different kinds of information. L4 Production Board Outputs Blog Draft, Part 6 says design twice, then leave the reasons. Code review question, what possibilities disappear when the first design is never challenged? Insight card, the first design is a sample that starts comparison, not an answer. L5 Review Connections, this connects to architecture decision records. Local comments and separate decision records can complement each other. Open questions, where does this part's red flag appear most clearly in my current code base? What check would an AI coding agent need in order to apply this principle reliably? Final takeaway, design quality comes less from the brilliance of the first idea than from comparing alternatives and preserving reasons.